910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A few weeks ago, President Biden expected to accept the nomination for another term as president at the Democratic National Convention. Instead, he is handing off to Vice President Kamala Harris. He will speak on Monday as ABC's Mary Alice Parks says Democrats try to adjust to the new candidate.
My sources close to the convention describe three big goals. They say they have a moment here to reintroduce Kamala Harris to the country, introduce, of course, Governor Walz. The other two goals are actually trickier. They want to talk about what the Biden-Harris administration has gotten done, but also show that Harris has a big vision of her own. And it's going to be tough for them to get that balance right.
Former President Donald Trump holds a rally today in Wilkes-Barre in northeast Pennsylvania. In the Middle East, mediators are hopeful that a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is close after 2 days of talks. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is traveling to the region. This is ABC News. The CDC is out with a warning for families who keep small turtles as pets.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have linked a multi-state outbreak of salmonella to small turtles. More than 50 people have gotten sick and at least 23 of them had to be treated at a hospital. Turtles with shells less than 4 inches long are a known source of salmonella as well as other illnesses, especially in young children. There is a federal ban on the sale and distribution of turtles less than 4 inches. But they're sometimes sold illegally online at stores, flea markets, and roadside stands. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A Missouri woman's been charged in federal court with aggravated identity theft and mail fraud. Authorities say Lisa Finley schemed to steal Graceland from Elvis Presley's descendants and defraud them out of millions. The Justice Department says Finley falsely claimed that Lisa Marie Presley pledged the home as collateral for a loan she did not pay off before her death. I'm Brian Clark. ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was. When they moved the camera, whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new study from Georgetown University shows the best jobs in the future will go to the people with the highest degrees. Will Waukee reports.
Researchers found that 85% of good jobs will go to people with bachelor's degrees or other forms of post-secondary training by 2031. Report author Artem Gulish with the Georgetown Center on Education and the Workforce says even traditional blue-collar work, such as construction, will increasingly require apprenticeships or courses in fields like machinery and tech.
While those jobs are going to be growing, in part because of the infrastructure investments that the federal government and state governments have been making in recent years, those opportunities are going to be shifting to middle skills.
Gulish says a good job pays a minimum of $43,000 a year for workers between ages 25 and 44. He says over time it will be more challenging for those with only high school degrees to earn that salary. In general, college enrollment of young people is actually declining, especially among men. Gulish says the future labor market is not set in stone, especially as technologies such as artificial intelligence keep evolving. But having a post-secondary degree will often make you more employable.
The future does not look like the present, so having that ability to adapt and learn and upskill and reskill and pick up new skills will definitely be beneficial.
Georgetown's report found that there will be more good jobs on the market by 2031 compared to now. That's partly because policymakers are facing pressure to deliver higher job quality rather than just lower unemployment. I'm Will Walkie. Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers and storms, mostly cloudy, a little breezy, 72. For tonight, partly cloudy at a low of 55. For Sunday, sunshine and 76. Monday, sunny, 76, mostly sunny, and mid-70s continue on your Tuesday.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Todd's in Chicago getting ready to cover the Democratic National Convention. So on our next show, tune in for coverage of the event.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is Danielle Fairman solo hosting the show today because wonderful Joel Clayfish is in Austria, of all places, Austria. He is somewhere new every single month, and I am absolutely jealous because I'm stuck here in the wonderful state of Wisconsin going kayak and bass fishing and hiking in the woods, doing everything fantastic, but he's over in Austria, of all places.
It sounds so terrible for you, Danielle.
Right, Jess?
So terrible. Hiking, kayaking? I mean,
oh man, goodness. Shucks.
Torturous.
But this,
at least you're on the outdoors.
Exactly, right? And that wonderful voice is my special guest, Connie Markham with Swift Waters, but I know her as the Woman Zone founder. I'm trying to figure out a cool name for you, but we need to have I'm bringing you on right away, Connie. 17 days and 12 hours away is what, Connie?
From it is the Waterfall Hunters Expo and the inaugural Woman Zone this year. We have created a zone for women, by women, but all are welcome. So super excited to have everybody join us at the Waterfall Hunters Expo, August 24th in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Oshkosh, bagosh. That's absolutely wonderful. But that is a little teaser to go into the next segment, because right now I'm going to talk about our weekly WISCO, or my weekly WISCO, which is bass fishing. I have been hooked on bass fishing lately, and it was my goal this year to at least get a 4-pounder. I have yet to accomplish that, unfortunately, but you know, there's still time. But I have been going on Facebook trying to find kayak bass fishing clubs because I am not rich enough to buy a boat yet. And still using that co-angler spot, but I also need to use the information and the teaching that they give me out on my own to see if I can really retain that information and catch a big bass out there, in which I have joined Midwest Kayak Bass Club, and I am absolutely excited, but I found them on their last day of the tournament, so I can't join anything, but I did find them, so that's a plus. better late than never, I guess. That's a really good theme for my life. Better late than never.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So one thing that I found with Facebook and social media is that you can find anything on there. And I have found on the DNR Facebook page the wonderful water trails in Wisconsin. And I have found an absolute overload of information. And it is stressful because we have more than 15,000 lakes here in Wisconsin, 43,000 miles of rivers, and 800 miles of Great Lakes shoreline.
That's darn impressive.
Like, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot to go fishing on. And I don't even know if it's even accomplishable to do all of that. But obviously, there's no shortage of paddling opportunities out there. Have you gone out kayaking? Do you have a kayak, Connie?
We do not have a kayak.
No.
We have a canoe.
A canoe.
So it's a flat, it's the shape of a canoe, but it's a flat back. We actually have a 5-horse long tail on the back because Sean is not about paddling. He needs a motor behind.
I mean, that's not a bad thing either.
No.
That's a new term for me.
But we do like the backwaters.
Yeah.
You know, and we enjoy fishing. So backwaters, fishing. We have a place over on the Mississippi River, and we spend most of our summers and falls over there enjoying that natural resource.
Well, that's wonderful. Jess, do you have a kayak or a canoe or canoe?
No, I don't. Last time I went canoeing was, a decade ago.
No, really?
Yeah. I got to get out there.
You need to get out there. You're missing all the wonderful opportunities.
I know.
And if you're not like, if you're more like the cityscape type thing, you can go right down the river in Milwaukee and go kayaking there from bar to bar or from restaurant to restaurant.
I used to go to a summer camp. And
there's
a lot of places to go. And paddle boating and all that good stuff.
Man.
And sailboats. And I miss it.
Oh, you need to go get back out there. But if you're looking for a place to go, definitely look on the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, dnr.wisconsin.gov. And they have more information than you can handle, that I can handle. But it's an absolutely good resource. There's always, the outdoors is completely open to everybody. So just get out there, do your thing, get that awkward weird tan line like I do because I work outdoors and then I go kayaking in a t-shirt.
Do you get it around your tattoos? I get it around my tattoos because I'm really strict about sunscreening them.
Oh, I'm not.
Oh.
Not at all.
I end up with weird tattoos around them. Yeah.
Well, yeah, probably you're just baking. Yep. No, I don't. My tattoos are old. I need to get some new ones, but no, I definitely don't. I
love some fresh ink.
Yeah, absolutely. But this week, I am very excited about that weekly Wisco. I have a new Old Town canoe, but it's a paddle one, so I don't actually have to use my arms and get the water all over. It's a paddle one. And that thing, it creates wake. I'm going to tell you that. It creates some wake if you go fast enough. It is nice. And it's a nice little booty workout, too.
Ooh, multi-purpose. Love it.
I know.
That's a woman for you.
Uh-huh. What else can I use this for? Oh, yeah. Good little booty workout.
And How many things can I accomplish at once? All of them? Yes.
And then Wonderful Bandit comes down there, too. It's super sturdy. I found it at Sherper's with Rob Sherper. He gave me everything I need to know about this kayak, and I'm so beyond happy with it. I get so many compliments on my kayak, my Old Town 180 paddle kayak. Absolutely fantastic. And it holds 4 fishing poles and my dog, so I am good to go in snack
bag. You got everything you need.
I know. It's very exciting.
All set.
So, Connie.
Yes.
I would love to know more about you before we go into the next segment, because the next segment I'm very excited about, which is your swift waters. But right now, I want to know more about you, Connie. How did you get into the outdoors? What's your main focus right now, besides the Waterfall Expo, minus the Waterfall Expo? What is your main focus, and how did you get into the outdoors?
I grew up in a hunting, fishing family, southeast Wisconsin, Muquanago. My mom and dad, we fished and we hunted. We didn't duck hunt. Small game, squirrel, rabbits, coon hunted every weekend with my dad.
Coon hunted?
And just truly enjoyed the outdoors. Pardon me?
So you went coon hunting? I have never done that yet.
And we went coon hunting. Yep. Oh, that's something you got to try. We grew up, my dad liked blue ticks, so we had half a dozen dogs at any time. And we would go out and it's an evening hunt. You tag along with my dad and his buddies, and the dogs would tree them, and it would be a good evening.
That sounds fantastic.
So it's usually, yeah, it's a lot of fun. My dad would go all over the country, and they would have sanctioned hunts. And then we belong to the Jefferson Coon Club, which is still active today. And my sister and I, we would show dogs, put them up on a bench, and make them look cool.
Aww.
You know, and then in the evening, then the guys would go out and do hunts, and we would spend the weekend in a camper in the campground there.
Oh, that's so perfect.
And then from there, as I grew older, I just enjoyed the outdoors, anything in the outdoors, active, nature. My best part of them, probably, of the outdoors is just waking up and watching the morning come alive.
I absolutely.
You know, experiencing it with new people.
Every single person I talk to has said that if they're in the outdoors, waking up. And I just talked about this last week, waking up with the outdoors. It's the best thing ever.
I like being out there when it goes to sleep.
Yes.
It goes to sleep?
Yeah. I'm not really a morning person myself.
Oh, yeah.
So I do hikes in like the twilight.
Yep.
And I'll go out like mid-afternoon and then really wait for everything to just go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Yep.
It's very peaceful.
It is, isn't it, though?
Yeah.
And that's that's the best time to go hunting as well, just in case you wanted to know.
Oh, good to know. I'm curious about raccoon hunting. What do you do with a raccoon?
And I do. It's like one of my other favorite parts is in the middle of the night, get up and walk outside and just watch the sky, the stars. You know, just shooting stars or whatever is moving around there. There's millions of stars. And I think about the people in the city that don't get to experience that. And
I know.
It's a true gem for me.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely one of the rare beauties out there is going out in the middle of the night and looking at the stars. Do you know about that app? Star. What is it called? The Starlink? Not the Starlink. What is it, the star app where you can look at
Stargaze?
There it is. Yes, Stargaze app where you can see the constellations.
Is that the one where you pick up your phone and you like
go they
around
tell you
your
what
head
it is.
And it tells you what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
Yes.
So Jess had a really great question. What do you do with the raccoons after you're finished with them?
Well, we would skin them out. Take the hide off. My dad would sell the hides, and then we actually sold the carcass.
Oh, nice.
To the people from the inner cities would come and buy the carcass from my dad's. They would come once a week, and my dad would wrap them in the white paper, and they would buy those. And then the fur buyer came once a week, too, to a location, and my dad would sell the hides.
Well, that's wonderful.
All right. Good to know.
that's information you did not know you needed, Jess. It's fantastic, though.
So it all went to good cause.
Of course, that's how you have to do it with hunting and gathering and everything. Just everything has its purpose. There's always a purpose for something. It's absolutely wonderful. I wish I could tan hides to do something pretty cool. I always wanted to do taxidermy, but there's zero time for that.
You could always do the sort of half-hearted taxidermy. Some of the creative taxidermy. I've seen some strange things on the internet.
Absolutely. So what else is going on? What's your next big gig besides the Waterfall Expo, Connie? Any wonderful trips out there?
No, just we're avid duck hunters, so my true passion is duck hunting. We start out in the state of Wisconsin, and then every year we go to North Dakota. This year we're going on from North Dakota to Montana. So every year I would like to hunt, or my goal is to hunt a different state. So we're picking state by state. And this year we're going to Montana. We freelance. You do a little bit of recon. I call fish and game or natural resources out there and get a little bit of where there's public access or public land. We have a network of people throughout the country. So I'll reach out to some of those if people live there or hunted there, if they can guide us in a location. And that's kind of what we're doing. Then we come back and we hunt Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin, through the rest of the season. We like being on the Mississippi River when the whole migration comes through. You got cans and redheads, and like tens of thousands, and it's just a sight to see. We have people just come, and if they're not true hunters, just to come sit in the blind and enjoy that.
Absolutely. That sounds absolutely perfect, and I cannot wait to hear more about that after the break. Stay tuned so we can talk more about the Mississippi.
Well, come this fall, I'm going to tune up my cars. Pack up my boat, feet sticking up, I'll make a mallard duck float in the duck blind, having us a good time. High five every time they fly by, rowboat duck in the middle of a spread. Got sausage on the grill and a piece of white bread in the duck blind, in the duck blind.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Even Scott Walker and other Republicans are going apoplectic because Trump keeps melting down into these personal attacks. He's just off the rails, Trigby.
You know, Scott may not be the brightest man, but he knows what politics is. Donald Trump is never going to change. Scott, come on the show. We'll talk about it. Todd and I will be nice to you, and I won't make Badger Boy State jokes.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot?
Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle. Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Now I grew up down an old dirt road in a town you wouldn't know. My pops picked the place up for $1,500 back in 1964.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I am Daniel Fairman. Joel Clayfish is in Austria, of all places. I don't know why that just seems so baffling to me, is Austria. Ah, man, I wish I could travel overseas for at least 1 week. Not yet. Soon. One day soon. Ooh, Connie, have you hunted overseas for duck?
Nope, that we have not.
No?
Nope, everything I've hunted is in the country.
Is in the country?
Sean got to hunt down in Argentina, but... Ooh. Pardon me?
Said, ooh, that's really nice.
Yep, so... We have friends down there. Him and his buddy went a few years back, and I was not able to, so it's on my list. My bucket list is probably in Alaska for the king eider.
Oh, that would be absolutely wonderful. I agree with you. Or to get a mandarin duck out there. I want a mandarin. The mandarin duck would be perfect for me. Do you know what a mandarin duck is, Jess?
Isn't that a dish you can order?
I mean, that could be part of our weekly recipe, but... A weekly recipe, FYI, is a wood duck stir fry. I'm so excited. Was that a duck? But a mandarin duck is this absolutely beautiful, gorgeous. It has all the colors. It has like the dark burgundy, the white, the black, the brown, the orange, just red. It's everything. And it has a wonderful tail where it just squishes up like a mohawk, but kind of like in the backside mohawk. And it's absolutely gorgeous. I love a mandarin duck. I have a pillow of a mandarin duck. To remind myself when I go to bed to dream of it, so I can put it on
does
my bucket
it
list.
Have mandarin duck down in it?
No, does not.
Okay. Really amazing. It's a beautiful duck,
isn't it?
I'm gonna look it up.
The king eider too. I would absolutely love to get a king eider. It's definitely on my bucket list. One day, absolutely one day.
One day.
But
you gotta have goals.
Yep. So Connie Markham is with us on Raised in Wisco. She is Swiftwater. She is Waterfowl Hunters Expo. She is Women's Zone. She is everything that all of us women aspire to be. You're killing it in the outdoors, and I really appreciate that. You're such an inspiration. But right now, I would love to talk about Swift Waters. What is Swift Waters, and why was it started?
Swift Waters is a marketing agency that Sean and myself run, and we work with outdoor companies, outdoor rec companies, and we do other marketing from digital marketing to create their website to their e-commerce site to paid advertising, and we work in the outdoor space. So it fits with our realm as we love to be in the outdoors. So why not do what you love to do and work in that space? So it's marketing. All aspects of it. And we're fortunate that we're able to travel the country as long as we have internet and keep working. Our clients are throughout the whole country. Some are small businesses and some are, you know, larger businesses. We do have an e-bike company. We have hunting gear company, Mountain Man Guns in Cambridge, Wisconsin. We help Dan, and he's a wonderful person. Takes care of all of our guns.
That's definitely a need in the outdoor industry. Yes,
it's a very good need, and it's our way of giving back. I sit on the board of directors for the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association. Mm-hmm. I'm on the steering committee for the expo. I do sit on the board for the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation as well.
Oh, wow!
And my initiative, is to help women and get families out there and the youth out there, not necessarily into hunting, yes, but just to get them to enjoy the outdoors. Mm-hmm. I think it's a space that there's a lot of opportunity to share my experiences, to work with individuals and I am able to do that through marketing. I have different channels. You meet different connections of people. So it's truly, that's my mission, is just to help women and families and youth get out there and enjoy the outdoors.
And that's exactly what you're doing with the Women's Zone.
And Sean is as well.
Yeah, Sean is absolutely a wonderful person.
With the Women's Zone.
That's wonderful. So for the Wildlife Federation, what is the Wildlife Federation? What do they do? And why did you go down the board of that?
Networking of it's a lot of conservation as well, and policies, advocacy, and just working with different groups. We are an ad hoc committee right now working with the Wisconsin DNR and Taylor Fingers, setting the regulations for 2026 through 30 for the migratory waterfall hunting zones and their season dates. So we get as a committee and we collect data throughout, the state and different organizations, and then filter it back to these organizations to help them set rules and regulations that Taylor sets on. So I'm just excited, to be part of both boards and conservation is a big thing. You need conservation for generations to come.
Absolutely.
Future generations.
Absolutely. And we had Taylor Finger on last week as well. And he was talking about the new waterfall season dates and the different times or durations of it, the 35, 40, and 60. What is it? The 60?
60.
Yeah.
Yep. And we're in a 60-day season right now.
And we've been that for a while, haven't we?
Correct. We have. Some states out west, they get a 90 or 120-day season.
Yes,
because
please.
they don't have the sheer quantity of ducks as we do. Mm. We're very fortunate that we're in the part of the flyway that we are in. We have ducks. Wisconsin, had sold over 61,000 waterfowl stamps last year. We're the fourth state in the nation with that many duck stamps sold.
Oh, that's so exciting.
it's a huge, resource, natural resource that's there for people to enjoy. So I just want to get people out there, women and the youth. I work with the youth at Horicon Marsh. The organization that puts that on with Mark Hackett. And I really enjoy being a mentor. It's a one-on-one mentor with the youth hunt. And there's always a couple girls there that I'm the only lady that is a mentor there. So it just fits really good. And we can make a really good connection. And over the years, we've had individuals that will hunt year after year, and they will physically call us to have us take them out into the marsh. They didn't grow up in a hunting family.
Yep.
So this was their only way into the outdoors. And we have an individual, and he lives in La Crosse now. He's up in Marquette. And it just calls Sean every year and says, can I come hunt for the weekend again? And we just have a great time.
Oh, yeah. It's all hunters out there. I believe all hunters. I can't speak for every single one, but majority of them out there would love to invite someone new, another person coming in, another female, another male, anybody out there to get you out hunting and just enjoying nature and being out there. And it's absolutely fantastic. You have invited me and multiple other females out there, so it's going to be fantastic. But don't forget, on August 24th, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., so that's in 17 days, everybody, Sunny View Expo Center in Oshkosh, the Waterfowl Hunters Expo. Go to the website and go ahead and buy some tickets. And we will all see you there.
Yes. Thank you. And I'll take that to my grave. Because this is me. I'm proud to be American and strong in my belief. And I've said it before, but I'll say it again. Because I've never needed government.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A few weeks ago, President Biden expected to accept the nomination for another term as president at the Democratic National Convention. Instead, he is handing off to Vice President Kamala Harris. He will speak on Monday as ABC's Mary Alice Parks says Democrats try to adjust to the new candidate.
My sources close to the convention describe three big goals. They say they have a moment here to reintroduce Kamala Harris to the country, introduce, of course, Governor Walz. The other two goals are actually trickier. They want to talk about what the Biden-Harris administration has gotten done, but also show that Harris has a big vision of her own. And it's going to be tough for them to get that balance right.
Former President Donald Trump holds a rally today in Wilkes-Barre in northeast Pennsylvania. In the Middle East, mediators are hopeful that a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is close after 2 days of talks. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is traveling to the region. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Packers had their joint practice session. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers squared off in a practice with the Broncos yesterday before their preseason game tomorrow night. Broncos head coach Sean Payton on how his first-round rookie quarterback, Bo Nix, looked against Green Bay's defense.
His decision-making was good. I felt he was comfortable in the pocket. Thought his locations were good. The number one thing to do with quarterback is lead your team.
Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander.
I think there's things we could have been better at. But all in all, this is what we do. We do it to improve.
Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-3 win over the Guardians. The crew now with a 10-game lead in their division with just 40 regular season games left to play. Christian Yelich with a message to fans after having season-ending back surgery in Milwaukee on Friday.
It sucks. It's terrible, but these things happen. You get hurt, you get fixed, and you get back out there. Try to stay as positive as possible about it. It's going to be for the best. It's a positive short-term, terrible long-term. It's going to be all right.
That's Christian Yelich with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers and storms, mostly cloudy, a little breezy, 72. For tonight, partly cloudy at a low of 55. For Sunday, sunshine and 76. Monday, sunny, 76, mostly sunny, and mid-70s continue on your Tuesday.
It's 67 right now.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to talk about minimum payments on credit cards. Now, those wily rascals at credit card companies make it pretty easy for us to pay our minimum payments. But are minimum payments good for us or good for them? Let's take the average American amount of credit card debt, $6,000, and the average APR, or interest, which is 22%. Now, if you pay that off at $200 a month, which is the general ballpark minimum payment, it's going to take more than 3.5 years and cost an extra $2,800 in interest payments. But if you ignore the minimums and pay it off at $400 a month, you'll pay your debt off 2 years faster and $1,800 cheaper. Minimum payments keep you in maximum debt. For more practical money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we're in Milwaukee getting set to board the train as we preview this week's Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Tim McGraw. It's always fun, upbeat music. We have Connie Markham on the radio show this week, and I am very excited because we learned about Swiftwaters, her marketing group, her and Sean's marketing group, and they can help you with anything. It seems like anything you need in the marketing world, with the e-commerce to... I saw the influencer programs because, you know, some people don't have anything to sell. I just have my wonderful page to sell. But it's wonderful to know about Swiftwaters. But the main event, I am very excited about this topic. And we're going to be talking about the Waterfowl Hunters Expo. That is August 24th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Sunny View Expo Center in Oshkosh. Now, Connie, tell me what the heart and soul is of this Waterfowl Hunters Expo. Is it though?
It's everything waterfowl. Yeah. So it's in its fourth year. It's a family friendly, dog friendly expo center. It's the state's only waterfowl expo.
Oh, is it? It's the state's
year
only?
Going into it. Last year we had over 5 waterfowl expo. Yes.
Wonderful.
So super excited. This year we are inaugural Woman Zone for women by women.
Yay!
Everyone is welcome. It's part of the Waterfowlers Academy, which is affiliated with the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association's R3 initiative. Super excited with that. We have a whole day full of events for women. We have duck calling clinic, a decoy demonstration, cooking seminars,
mm-hmm. Absolutely.
A ladies panel discussion.
Yeah, and last year you
had... Ladies panel discussion, I have thought.
Yeah, last year you had the women's panel discussion, and it seemed to be a hit. Looking on social media afterwards, it seemed like everyone was reaching out and trying to contact the people that were part of the panel, and I was one of them,
yes.
And it was absolutely fantastic. It was a great time, and I know I learned a lot of stuff from other women because there's always something else to learn out there, which is why I'm very excited for the Women's Zone this year. And so the Women's Zone is
super
more
excited. I am too.
We have a delay. It's the StreamYard. We have a delay, so sorry everybody for the weird little breaks, because Connie and I both have so much to say because we're both so very excited to have the Women's Zone this year at the Waterfowl Hunters Expo. And again, it's not just for women. It's for everybody to come out there and join, because I know there's husband and wives that go there, girlfriends, mothers, sisters, aunts, everybody that goes out there. Just they want to be part of something and have women out there to be helping other women in the Women's Zone, because it's more than just a physical space. It's a vibrant community that fosters growth, support, and collective strength of women, and embrace the empowering energy of the Women's Zone, where the voices unite and dreams take flight. This is why I love social media, because I know you put that together, and it's always so inspirational. And you have the presenting sponsor, the DSG. I absolutely love DSG.
It's a wonderful company out of Madison, women-owned, and all women's gear.
Yeah.
Hunting gear, lifestyle gear, fishing gear, ice fishing gear, snowmobile gear, wonderful company. And they came on board as a title sponsor. Super excited to have them there. They're going to have huge tables, tent within the Woman's Zone tent. They are going to have stuff on sale, giveaways. So great to have them on board, and a Wisconsin-based company to help support our zone.
Absolutely. And for the Woman's Zone, as Connie Markham was saying how we will have an exclusive decoy demonstration in the Women's Zone from Share the Heritage and the First Hunt Foundation. We'll teach you the difference between decoy types. So I also have many questions about decoys, so I hope we get to step away and go listen to everybody else, because I have questions, Connie. I have questions.
There will be. Rachel Voss is heading that up. And she's got a couple other gals working with her. We have a set behind the Woman's Zone that is dedicated for the decoy demonstration. She's going to have a full spread and break it into different spreads and show you why it's set this way and that way. So great Q&A questions and answers to everybody in the audience.
Absolutely. And then we have Gearing Up for Success. So it's a women's hunting gear showcase for all female hunters. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just getting started into the waterfowl, you can go there and ask questions, because this is a range of skill sets, from people that just started from a year ago to people that have been doing this since they could absolutely walk. And I am one of the people that I have been doing it for 12, coming on 13 years. This will be my 13th season hunting. And I still have many, many questions. But every single year, there's something new out there. So having all these women and other professionals, not just the women, but the entire Hunters Expo, there's so much there to learn. And last year, I remember learning about Gun Dog.
Gun Dog?
Yes. Yeah.
Tell me more.
Gun Dog. We do have a... Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Connie.
Nope, go ahead. is a dog zone, and we do have.
So I got it. Gun Dog is a brand. So this brand, this family, a husband and wife, got together and they created where you can help bring out the dog's necessities that they need at home out in the field, and actually make it to where it's like tear resistant. It's actually packable. And everything that you need, from the sweaters to the vests to the dog carriers, dog bowls, the dog toys, the dog training toys, so everything you need for your dog, they have it there. And it's absolutely wonderful. That's how I use for Bandit, which is always in the studio. But he's sleeping right now because we were actually training with the Gun Dog products that we had that I bought last year at the expo. So actually kind of perfect. I didn't know that would fit in with this episode. But yeah, Gun Dog is where I learned from the Waterfowl Hunters Expo last year. But this year, as Connie was talking about, we have fastest retriever contest, I believe, correct?
Yes, we do. We have a youth division, adult division, and this year there will be a women's division. Oh. So super excited. Bring your dog of any kinds, and it's open all day long. So it's not a time sanction. It's opened all day long. There will be dog cooling stations there provided by Ukanuba, and we got dog watering stations provided by Quick Trip this year. So yeah, it's a very dog friendly. So everyone bring their dogs, enjoy it with your family. We do have an extended youth zone this year. They moved locations, moved it into Barn A this year. Huge, super display of vendors as well as activities. Look at the website. Lots of activities for youth, from little kids to adults. Mm-hmm. So that's huge. The decoy carving exhibit will be there. That's a national exhibit, and that takes place there. We do have the state duck and goose calling championship. Bandit Brands has come on board, and they're a sponsor with Jargon Calls for that. So huge tent this year set up for the duck and goose calling. There's an intermediate and youth in that as well. So if you're a beginner, come. There's going to be a lot of adults that are willing to help you get started. Absolutely. With it. Don't be afraid.
Absolutely.
You know, everybody's got to start.
And then for the wonderful cooking zone, is Joel doing a cooking segment as well this year?
He's on the main stage, yes. At 11 o'clock.
Oh, yes.
He is.
Last year, he made his goose pot pie. And I tell you, when I say the whole room was packed, every seat and against the wall, just packed full of people, because his goose pot pie is something to be studied. It is absolutely fantastic. And every year he makes it, he gives it to the farmers and everything, and it just gets better and better.
Oh, I'll have to make that the recipe of the week.
I know.
And it's like he just doesn't make it. Everybody gets to taste it.
Yeah.
Come up in line as he's cooking this stuff. I mean, he shares it. He wants you to enjoy it. He's truly, you know, wonderful.
Absolutely.
Chef.
And then this year for the women's zone, Brooke and I are doing the cooking demonstration too. We have duck and goose that we're going to be making for you, and we also have the printout recipes, so you can take the recipes home. Not only try it there, you can also take it home and try it for yourself, and then of course post all about it in the Waterfowl Hunters Expo, which would be absolutely fantastic. And I'm very, very excited. This is a huge feat you're taking on, Connie, and I'm very excited you're doing that. And
I'm super excited. It's my passion.
Yeah, and I love it. Everybody needs to go. Okay, first of all, you need to go to our Facebook page, please, and give us a like. But not only on that Facebook page, you can see everything we've been talking about on previous radio shows. You can see Connie's beautiful face and how excited she gets talking about the Waterfowl Hunters Expo, because she is, her and Sean are everything waterfowl, and it's absolutely fantastic to have you guys on the show. But yes. What is there anything else that's exciting for the Waterfowl Hunters Expo that's different this year from last year, minus the women's zone? Or is it just the same wonderful thing?
No, but we have an expanded... It's the same wonderful thing, but we do have an expanded shooting venue this year.
Oh, do tell.
So we got Browning, Beretta, Benelli, Serene, which is a woman's shotgun line. We have G-Force. We have Serpent Arms, which are air rifles. And we Browning is the title sponsor for the Woman's Zone. They are bringing on Eric, who is a professional gun fitter, to work with women and youth and anybody that wants a little bit more knowledge. Dedicated time. There's open range from 9 to 3:30. Separate area for youth from 9 to 12:30, and then dedicated time from 2 to 4 for women. We do have Emily. She's a instructor with the Wisconsin DNR on shotgun handling and safety. She's going to be leading the women's discussion and shotgun handling with Girls in a Gun, which are safety range officers, and they teach out at McMiller. So we have a great shooting venue for everybody. Try before you buy. There's all going to be all kinds of shotguns for you to try before you buy, and ask questions. There's going to be professionals there. So that has grown this year. It was smaller. We've added a little bit to it this year. That's super exciting.
That is absolutely wonderful. I did not know about the whole woman. What is the woman gun brand? What is it called again?
Serene. S-Y-R-E-N. Yep.
I have to write things down. S-R-E-N.
Shotguns made for women. They are overseeing the woman's shooting experience. They're the sponsor of the woman's shooting experience. I'm super excited. I reached out, and they are happy to help support the expo this year. So it's going to be great. I mean, we are working with more vendors this year, different sponsors. We have the main stage full of all kinds of fun exhibits, from taxidermy to up-and-coming YouTuber that hunts out of his kayak and hunts all over the country to
That'd be wonderful.
Joel, yep. Doing the cooking sessions. So that's super exciting. One thing that came out of last year, working with the Waterfowlers Academy, we did our first ever Wisconsin's all-woman learn to hunt.
Ooh.
And that happened at the Trempealeau Marsh. And it was a success. This year, we've expanded from 6 to 12 ladies, which the event is full. So if it's something you still want to get involved with, there's different state organizations. Reach out to us with the Waterfowlers Academy. We can get you in a learn to hunt. But it's just growing. You know, I think the word is getting out, and I just hope everybody joins us at the expo this year. It's going to be a huge success.
Yeah, absolutely. I am very excited for August 24th. It's going to be everything waterfowl hunters, from guns, dogs, tradition, science, and most definitely gear. But also don't forget about the Wisconsin's fall primary election is August 13th. Make a plan to vote. And this year, at every election, do your civic duty. To find out on what's your ballot and where to cast it, go to myvote.wi.gov. Civic Media will be broadcasting live coverage of the primary election on August 13th, immediately following the polls closures at 8 p.m. And when we get back, we're going to talk about the wood duck stir fry, which I'm very excited about, because who does not love food?
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Water. I'll say wind, hold on y'all wait. Get them boys, boom, 12 gauge out in the mud down in Mississippi.
You're listening to 540 AM, 101 FM, raised in Wisco. Now that song gets me every single time, and it is, do you know how many hours until September 1st, Connie, or Jess? 603 hours until shooting time, until we get to say, take them, boys. Oh, so exciting. We have been talking with Connie Markham. She is Swiftwater. She is Wisconsin Waterfowl Expo. She is Wildlife Federation. She is everything waterfowl. And she is an inspiration. Her and Sean have traveled everywhere and experienced all life has to offer when it comes to duck hunting. And it's, I'm in awe. I wish I could do what you do. You're fantastic. And I am very appreciative to have you on the show. So thank you so much for coming on, Connie. But let's get to talking.
Thank you for asking me.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get to talking food. I know this is the new thing we put into the show, the weekly recipe, and I'm feeling like we need to change it to the beginning maybe because I leave here hungry every single week.
Well, would you rather start off the show getting hungry and then you have to sit with your grumbling stomach for the next hour?
My stomach grumbles really loud too. Oh.
Yeah, and we got a microphone in front of you. Yeah. Heard across the state of Wisconsin, Danielle Fairman's stomach.
Yep. But this weekly recipe belongs to Connie Markham, and I'm very excited to hear about it because obviously duck season is right around the waterfowl season is right around the corner, 603 hours and 35 minutes if anybody's looking. And that is as of August 6th, and then you're hearing this on August 10th, which is fantastic.
But so it's even fewer hours.
I know. Lucky them. Look at us in the future. It's going to be fantastic. but this week's recipe is a wood duck stir fry, and everybody loves a good stir fry. But for some reason, I've never used duck, especially wood duck with it. I've used goose or pheasant mostly, but duck, I usually save my duck for fajitas. I love duck fajitas. But this wood duck stir
That's
fry.
That's good too.
Right? This wood duck stir fry, I will post onto our social media web, Facebook page. But Connie, can you please take away? Because my stomach is so hungry. Can you talk about your wonderful wood duck stir fry?
Oh, it is. It's so it's our probably one of our favorite ducks to hunt. Fast action, fun, and then you get to enjoy it afterwards. Mm-hmm. So we take the rest out of the wood duck, slice them up really thin. You're going to marinate it with some soy sauce, rice wine vinegar, a little oyster sauce, you know, sesame oil, which gives it that just that different flavor to it. Marinate that for 10, 20 minutes to get anybody that gaminess out of it.
Oh, absolutely.
And while you're doing that, I just enjoy a lot of peppers. So I use a variety of peppers, red peppers, yellow peppers, green peppers, little broccoli, cut that up into little color crowns. And then I cut a carrot up and I put that in the recipe, use the fresh vegetables that I have, you know, it's not always the same. Some onion in there, cloves of garlic, and then I heat up, you can use a wok. We use cast iron fry pans for almost everything. So heat it up really hot. You want to sear your duck in that. Take it out, and then you're going to sear the rest of your vegetables, mix it around, and then you're going to add the duck back to it. And in the meantime, you can either serve it with rice or serve it with noodles, and it just comes out wonderful. I mean, and it's quick. It's simple. It's something that's not, some people think that you have to cook duck, you have to bake it forever. Mm-hmm. But it's a quick, simple, fun recipe that you can just whip up and truly enjoy.
Absolutely. And so, having fresh duck
it's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Having fresh duck right there with you is something that's unexplainable. It's absolutely fantastic taking it from field to table right away. And I will never grow unappreciative of that, because it's definitely a blessing that I didn't know I could have until 13 years ago. So it's absolutely wonderful. And wood duck stir fry, duck fajitas, you can pretty much do anything with wild game, and you can take the flavor. If some people say there's a wild game taste, I don't taste it yet, because we do the marinades, we do the roux, we do everything that is needed. So it's having that at your fingertips is absolutely fantastic. But going back to the beginning of our segment,
I believe that too.
Yeah. Going back to the beginning of our segment that we were talking about going out bass fishing. Some people don't even like to eat bass, but I found out if you just put it in some Andy seasoning and deep fry it, it's absolutely fantastic.
I think that's true of most things.
Yeah, it is true.
Deep fry it.
Deep fry it. Yeah.
Speaking of deep fry, the Wisconsin State Fair is going on the 1st through the 11th. So when everyone's listening to this on August 10th, you still have one more day to get out there to the Wisconsin State Fair. I, unfortunately, will not be making it because I have to go back to work.
No.
I know.
So I got gator nachos.
Fried, have you heard what the fried food is this year? They always come out with something fried, what she was saying, fried fish. They have something different every year at the State Fair that's deep fried.
They do. I have no idea what
There's
it is.
There's a couple
do you
things.
Know what it is? The new
they
one
do
is?
Have fried gator.
Oh.
I had some gator nachos, which was smoked
gator. Joel would be
gator.
So proud of you.
I know.
Oh,
it was delicious, too.
You have to tell Joel about that.
I will.
Hmm. Nice. Well, speaking of Joel, next week, we'll be talking about Joel's journey in Austria, which is, I have no idea what he's even hunting this year or this trip, because, again, it's always something different that he hunts, and I'm absolutely in awe every single time. But we have had Connie Markham on the show, and I'm, again, very appreciative of you coming on the show. I always learn something new every single time I talk with you, and we talk a few times a year, so it's absolutely wonderful. But everybody, please go to WisconsinWaterfallExpo.com, correct? Is that the website?
Correct, yes.
Go there. You can buy your tickets right online, and then you have to pay for parking, and then you buy your tickets. But with this, you get everything you need to know about waterfowl. And again, we have our first ever woman zone, which is absolutely fantastic. We have cooking segments. We have panel boards. We have the carving contest, fastest dog retrieving contest. Everything you need to know, it is there. And we absolutely hope that you get out there on August 24th at the Sunny View Expo Center in Oshkosh for the Waterfowl Hunters Expo. Connie, thank you so much. Tell Sandy that we wish her a happy birthday if I'm here and raised in Wisco with Civic Media. Happy birthday, Sandy. Hope it's a great one, and we will see you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you for having me.
I'm going to tune up my calls. Pack up my boat. Feet sticking up, I'll make a mallard duck float in the duck blind. Having us a good time. High five every time they fly by. Rowboat duck in the middle of the spread. Got sausage on the...
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Maggie Dawn.
It's the Democratic National Convention, everybody, and I could not be more excited. It kicks off with President Joe Biden, and I'll be joined by County Executive David Crowley.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.